Today on North State Give and Take, I am going to interview Mallory Penzotti, and she is the program coordinator
at the Sixth Street Center for Youth, which is a part of Youth for Change.
Oh, good. So we can get that all cleared up. And I kind of have always wanted to do that because I knew Youth for Change was kind of a big organization here.
Yeah, it's grown a lot.
And does quite a few things. But where you are is at
the Sixth Street Center for Youth.
Kind of clue me in on the big picture, and then we'll look at Sixth Street.
Okay, yeah, so Sixth Street falls under the Youth for Change umbrella. Youth for Change is a local nonprofit that's been around for just over 30 years now. We started out with the residential group homes and non-public school up in Paradise, and in the last 30 years have grown significantly. There's so many programs that fall under the Youth for Change umbrella. We have foster care services, we have therapeutic behavioral services and wraparound services where staff go into the homes and work with parents and help give them skills. We're working with children, do fun activities with children outdoors and rehab sessions. There's really a lot to it.
Is it a county organization or a federal?
So Youth for Change is nonprofit, and we get funding from the county. We work in partnership with like behavioral health.
Yes.
And so we get funding from the county, which ultimately, you know, trickles down from federal. Sure. And then a lot of support and appreciation from our community partners and people who donate.
Yes, that kind of thing. So was this a group of people got together 30 years ago and said, started this, and then it's just grown from there?
Pretty much. The person who started Youth for Change is George Seiler. He was our CEO up until just a few years ago. Now our CEO is Beth Parsons, who has really just done an excellent job in stepping into that role and just kind of carrying on that torch.
Okay. And so starting off, like you said, with some of those basic services and now having a number of them, obviously, that you kind of rattled off. How does someone get involved or get to use those services?
Well, you can definitely visit the Youth for Change website, www.youth4change.org. And that has a more comprehensive list of our services and locations. Okay. And so if you are interested and want kind of, more detailed
sure.
You know, explanation of what kind of services you could be offered,
sure.
That would be a good place to start.
Okay.
And then you can always call our main office and talk to people there. I think we get a lot of referrals from behavioral health.
Sure. And it's youth. Is there a cutoff time? You know, what is youth?
Well, Youth for Change, you know, because it started as a residential group home setting, you know, it's just, that's where it starts, is with the youth. That's really at the core. But Youth for Change as the big umbrella nonprofit organization, we're not just working with youth, we're working with their parents and foster care services and other community partners. So it's not just youth. That's kind of the core.
Sure.
Sixth Street, it's a little bit more defined.
Okay. All right. We'll get into that here in a minute. So I understand what you mean, certainly working with the adults who live with and work with kids. So basically kids are involved no matter how you look at it. And, you know, I realized that it's such an issue that if you get into the foster care and you get into those things, you do need services. You need to be able to be guided for a number of things, education, jobs, and that's another thing that we'll talk about. What is your other title that you have, Mallory, there at Sixth Street?
So at Sixth Street, I am the program coordinator. I'm also the youth employment specialist for transitional age youth. And for the agency, I'm a therapeutic crisis intervention trainer.
Okay. So you're sitting on Sixth Street, and I know right where you are. And it's a little center where kids can go. Drop in.
Yeah. I'll just give you kind of the breakdown.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be good.
So Sixth Street Center for Youth is the daytime services for youth ages 14 to 24 who are experiencing homelessness or are precariously housed, at risk of homelessness, runaways. We offer basic services like showers and laundry, computers, you can get your mail here, we serve a meal. We're open Monday through Friday, so we serve dinner at 4:30 Monday through Friday. We have a clothing closet. We also, for youth that are interested in getting more than just basic services, they can link up with one of our case managers who can help them with things like, you know, they want to get their ID, but first they have to get their birth certificate, right? So kind of helping them figure out that process, accessing public benefits, getting food stamps, disabilities. A lot of our youth, you know, require that. Directing them to other resources in the community. Helping with resumes is something I do a lot as a youth employment specialist, transporting to appointments, and just working on those basic independent living skills. And then for youth who want to take the next step, because we are Mental Health Services Act funded, we're pretty heavy on the mental health piece here. That's really at the core of what we're doing. We're a trauma-informed agency. This is a therapeutic environment. And so the next step would be for youth who want to access our mental health services. That's what we call tier two. And youth who access our mental health services, we have an on-site clinician here. And when they meet with our on-site clinician regularly and they're meeting with a case manager, they then qualify for things like our transitional housing program. I believe we have 18 beds of transitional master lease housing at different locations around town. And then they would also qualify for supported employment, which is a partnership we have with Butte County Behavioral Health. It's kind of practice employment, right? You go, it's not very many hours, but you go, you practice those skills. You practice showing up on time, learn about work ethic, how to call in sick, and make some money so you can have an income.
Yeah.
And put, have experience to put on your resume too.
Sure. So it's navigating those things that everybody needs kind of help when you're first starting out on that. And then without having parents to go to, you kind of take that role, kind of help them.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard enough being a teenager and a young adult, and it's even harder being a teenager or a young adult who's experiencing homelessness.
Yes.
We have a lot of these young people who are aging out of foster care and didn't really get set up with any kind of plan and didn't really have those life skills presented to them in a way that they could understand and apply to their own lives.
Right.
Or they're, you know, getting kicked out of home because of their gender identity or sexual orientation or, you know, a myriad of other things. Everybody's situation is different. There's not one reason or a majority of youth that we see here because of their circumstances. Every story is different. Each person we work with is an individual with their own history and their own lives. And, but yeah, they all kind of face the same challenges.
And so can they just show up?
Yeah. Yeah. Just drop on in. I mean, when we have a new youth come to the center, you know, we want to get their needs met right away. Safety always first, you know, and make sure we're, you know, providing a caring gesture. We've got some hot cocoa. It's cold out today. So come in, get a cup of hot cocoa, we'll get you some hand warmers and some gloves and get to know you. And then in order to continue accessing services, we would do an initial contact form. So that's where we kind of just sit down, really get to know the person, what their situation is, how we could be supportive, what services they might be interested in, let them know what we offer and what we're all about. Kind of take it from there. It's really client-centered and youth-led. So whatever their goals are, we're going to meet them where they're at. We're not coming to youth and saying, oh, you need to work on getting a job, right? You need to get back in school. You need to stop your drug use, right? For some youth, their goal is to find employment or housing. For some youth, it's to get back into school and they need help with their financial aid applications. For some youth, it's reducing their drug use from 5 times a week to 1 a week. And that's our harm reduction model. And it's, you know, really, when we meet them where they're at, that's when we get the buy-in. And that's when we become safe adults, a safe place where people want to continue to come back and receive services. And then we build those developmental relationships and can have more of an impact with these young people.
Yeah. Is it mostly word of mouth for them? Do they tell their friends? Yeah.
Yes. Almost every initial contact is, how did you hear about Sixth Street? And it's from a friend, a fellow youth, somebody who comes here. Sometimes they're referred from, you know, foster agencies or Butte County Behavioral Health or a social worker, or they, you know, Googled it. But most of the time it's each other.
I would imagine. Yeah. There's a network out there for sure.
Definitely. I mean, it's really a whole nother subculture. And for these young people, you know, if they're going to school, you go to school and maybe people don't even know that they're experiencing homelessness. Right. And finding people that you can relate to and feel safe with that are your age can be really challenging. And this kind of creates a safe space for that.
So when they come in, like you said, there's dinner 5 days a week?
Yes, at 4:30.
At 4:30, so they show up. It doesn't look like you've got a big space there, but back in there, there must be a pretty good sized space.
Yeah, it doesn't look like much from the outside, but I remember the first time I came and I asked for a tour and I was like, whoa, everybody says that this is a lot bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so they can come and charge their phones and mm-hmm. use the internet mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And then at a certain time, they have to leave because it's a daytime service.
Yes, so we open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday at 10:30 in the morning, and we always close at 5:30 to services. Wednesdays, we open at noon, and it's been different since COVID. So things are opening up a little bit. I don't want to jinx it, but you know, before, youth could come in and out the door as they please, come hang out, relax, kick back in the lobby, talk with staff, talk with each other, play games. And with COVID, you know, we really had to limit the amount of people in the building so that we could practice social distancing. So we started setting up tents outside with tables outside, which was also like a beacon, like, hey, we're here, you know, which is kind of nice and welcoming. But then we get the rainy weather, or, you know, it's 115 degrees. Yeah. And so we're really trying to find creative ways where we can manage the amount of people in the building and keep everybody safe, but hoping to try and get back to where we were before, where youth can come and go as they please. And we can all sit around the dinner table together and tell jokes and talk about food while we eat food.
Oh, that just sounds great. How many kids for like dinner? How many kids would be there?
Every day is different and there is no rhyme or reason. We've tried to figure out like what the different factors are and you really never know. Mm-hmm. Monthly, we see anywhere usually between 65 to like 80 youth per month, kind of our average monthly, but the day to day, no telling.
Can't tell. And then how do you get the dinner meal?
So everybody here, all of the staff, case managers, volunteers, our outreach workers, peer mentors, I'll jump in there every once in a while. We cook meals for the youth.
Okay.
Every Wednesday, the National Charity League donates a meal for us, which is really nice. They prepare that at home, a nice home cooking meal, and bring that for the youth. And then for a while, OM Foods had been donating dinner every Friday. And then before OM Foods, Leon Bistro used to donate every Friday too. So we do get a lot of community support, you know, get their bellies full.
You're listening to an interview with Mallory Penzotti from the Sixth Street Center for Youth. Stay tuned and we'll be back with the next half of the interview. You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM. Back to our interview with Mallory Penzotti from the Sixth Street Center for Youth. For volunteers, you're looking for maybe a business that might want to provide a meal.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Always looking for that. And then when you say volunteers, what could a volunteer do there?
So the volunteer situation is also opening back up now that things are coming down with COVID. So we stopped taking volunteers right after COVID started. And it's only been recently that we've started taking volunteers again. And we're kind of right now limiting it to students who are studying in related fields who require hours for their coursework. And we're hoping to open it up to like the general public more soon, but there is a pretty extensive application process because we are working with youth, we're working with minors, so there's background checks and you know, you can't just show up and hang out with young people without going through that entire process. Sorting donations is just a constant. I wish we had like a storage on site because it's just we get so much support that we're just constantly we got so much stuff. So that's a huge help from volunteers. And then just hanging out with young people. Yeah. We've had people come in and do life skills groups. We've had people come in. We have somebody coming right now who does haircuts, which the youth are just really loving. They, you can just tell it just boosts them up so much. Fresh haircut and get that attention, that one-on-one time and treat themselves. One of the other really cool ones that I do want to share with you. So Josh Indar is from Butte County Office of Education, and he has been coming to Sixth Street for years, like since the start. He came wanting to start like a tutoring group for youth, and it can be hard to start a group and get buy-in and get people to keep coming. And so he started this group called Writing for Donuts. He would bring a donut, and if you sat down and wrote something, it could be a poem, it could be a paragraph, a sentence, you know, a story, kind of journaling, whatever you like, just write something and you'll get a donut. And that's where he was like, oh, hey, by the way, if you need a tutor, but this Writing for Donuts thing blew up, and he started getting so many, this collection of youth writing. And so he started making like these little mini magazines, and he would do monthly issues and add art to them. And the youth loved it. Community members loved it. Staff would take them home. It's really great to read all of this creativity coming from our young people. And then he still had so much. And so he published a book, Writing for Donuts, the book, and they're actually using it in a lot of college courses. I think people were buying it that live in like New York and stuff. I mean, people love this book. It's for sale downtown at the bookstore. I think when youth get to look at the book and flip through and they're like, oh, that's me, I wrote that. Like that feels really good for them. And it really, for community members who may not be so familiar with the subculture, reading that kind of humanizes these young people and helps you get more of an understanding of, you know, their experiences on a day-to-day basis, whether that be just, oh, wow, I experienced the same thing. That's really normal. Or like, oh, wow, it must be so hard to carry a backpack for that long every day in the rain. You know, if that's something you want to do, you want to volunteer here at Sixth Street, come on by, give us a call. I'll be the person that you talk to. Okay. I'll have you fill out a volunteer interest form. Okay. We'll set up an orientation interview, kind of talk about what your interests are, if this is the right fit, give you an application packet. You fill it out, schedule a live scan, and we go from there.
And so it's sort of posted what you've got offered. And then if you just happen to be there that day at that time, you probably get involved in what's happening at that time.
You're talking about young people being aware of?
Yeah, of what that you're offering that day or what they can do. I'm sure that they keep track of it.
We try to give a heads up. We have a couple ways we do that. We have like a little announcement or big announcement whiteboard that we put out every day that you can see. And then our Facebook page as well.
Yes, right. That, of course, is the place. So contributions, you know, financial contributions and those kind of things.
Yeah, you should be able to find a link to donate on our Facebook page.
Sure.
You can also just drop by if you'd like to check out the center, get a tour, drop off a donation.
Yeah.
And then we also have an Amazon wish list. So if you visit Amazon and you can find us on there, and find our wish list. It's kind of some of the more pertinent items that we're hoping to get.
So is that straightforward? You go to Amazon and there's somewhere, I'm sure, on the menu that says
find a wish list and find us. And
Okay, something like that. All right, well, that's good to know.
And then we have our sister program, HEART, which is another program that falls under the Youth for Change umbrella that works very closely with Sixth Street. Emily Bateman, it's such a blessing because she's program manager for both. And so it just makes things so much more cohesive. HEART works specifically with youth experiencing homelessness or precariously housed youth under 18, so our minors. So if we have a minor come to the center and they want to access services, we will provide those services. but they will also need to connect with HEART because they know more about some of those ins and outs of providing services to minors, always with the goal of family reunification if safe and healthy. Yeah, we have some host homes. I think we have 3 host homes right now. We can contact one of those host homes and we'll have a nice safe warm bed for.
And is 18 the cutoff for minor?
Yes. So once you turn 18, you'll no longer qualify for HEART, but you can continue accessing services until your 25th birthday.
Okay. How long have you been doing this, Mallory?
I've been with Youth for Change for, it was 9 years in March. And I started out at the group homes as a facility manager. And then about 5 years in, I found Sixth Street and I was like, what is this place? This is cool. And they had the Tay employment specialist position open, which was part-time. So I ended up doing part-time at the group home and part-time here as the employment specialist. And then when the program coordinator position opened up, ever since I stepped foot in the center and met the staff here and met the youth, I didn't want to be anywhere else. It's such a special place to be. You know, all of the staff here are just so genuinely caring and trauma-informed and knowledgeable and really strive to do the best they can to make a difference. And all of the youth here, getting to know them, mm-hmm. they're so unique and creative and funny and talented and deep, smart, wonderful people. And we get the honor of getting to spend that one-on-one time and build relationships with them and get to know them on a deeper level. Whereas a lot of the time, you know, if they're walking around downtown, they might just be seen as just another homeless person.
Yes.
No, and these are young, vibrant people.
Yeah.
Just have so much potential and
yeah,
so many wonderful qualities. And we get to do that. We get to hang out with them. Uh-huh. We get to play with them and have fun. And like,
oh, I hear it in you. I hear how you feel about it.
I love it.
Yeah. And then I'm sure they appreciate you and come back and, you know, appreciate what's happening for them.
Yeah, I mean, it really is their center.
Yeah.
And we remind them that all the time, you know, this is your place. This is your safe place. And it's going to be what you make of it. What do you want this to look like?
Yeah.
And I think that they really value that, you know, us asking for their input, asking for their feedback, empowering them to make this their space. And I think a lot of you are really just protective of this space and find a sense of belonging here.
Yeah.
And connectedness that is just so awesome. We have youth come back, you know, after years of not seeing them, come in and stop by and then, oh my gosh, is so-and-so still working here? You guys made such a big difference. I'm doing some good. I have this career now. Or check in and want to say hi and reconnect because those, really the relationships, that is the biggest piece, the core.
Yeah, it is the core, and we all talk about it, and not only with youth, just homelessness, to make that connection that's real, and you feel supported, and that you have a reliable support.
Yeah, and I think, you know, talking about how we're Mental Health Services Act funded, and that this is, you know, a therapeutic, trauma-informed environment. All of the youth that we work with have experienced trauma.
Yes.
And so, you know, being trauma sensitive, being trauma informed, understanding that the challenges they're facing look a lot different, look a lot bigger, look a lot more overwhelming coming from the trauma that they come from and everything that comes with that.
Yeah.
It adds a whole nother layer of challenge to being a young person, experiencing homelessness, and coming from trauma.
Yeah. Well, and you kind of are catching it sort of at the beginning of a life that you could actually make a change.
Thank you. I love it. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Good. I'm glad you're there. That's the kind of person you want to have in that kind of position, for sure.
Yeah, not a lot of people can leave work at the end of the day and say they left in a better mood than when they got there.
No, that's true. Yeah. So. And to be all, have it all be relationship stuff and talking and having all that, that can be hard work and stressful. So I really appreciate what you're saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do.
Summertime is coming up And every year when it gets hot, our youth are really out there struggling to literally physically survive. It's dangerous. And so we are really welcoming donations right now that help keep our youth cool. So you can find some of these things on our Amazon wish list, but cooling towels are huge. You just get them wet, throw them around your neck, they'll keep you cool for a while. Sports drinks, so electrolyte beverages that can help keep our youth hydrated. Really important. Cases of water. Yeah, cases of sports drinks, cases of water. Mosquito repellent is huge. These youth are sleeping outside. It's hot. They're getting bitten up by bugs. It becomes a health issue. And we want to keep them safe. So any of those things would be really helpful. And we always will take men's boxers. Always. Forever. So if you can't think of anything else.
Men's boxers?
Yes.
Probably not too big.
Probably not. Yeah, we have kind of an average, but it's nice to have a selection, you know?
Okay, cool. That's funny. That's good. Okay, men's boxers. Now, on the Amazon wish list, are there some bigger items or, you know what I mean? Is the water on there on the Amazon wish list?
So that I'm not sure.
So if someone just wants to bring in some water. And
yeah, if you want to just drop off the case of water, I mean, that's so helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome to come on by. Sometimes it might be helpful to call first. Right now, our clothing situation is a little out of control. So okay. We're trying to be more specific with what clothing items we need. Okay. So right now, just shorts.
Boxers.
Shorts and boxers. Yeah.
Okay.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops. Okay. Okay. I got that.
Foot powder is good. Uh-huh. Keeping your feet dry, not getting, you know, fungus and stuff. Baby wipes are always good on the weekends. Okay. They can come here and shower, so keeping yourself clean. Tampons are really good.
Got it.
Goes a lot.
Yeah, all those things that you have to buy if they're not donated.
The amount of community support, we couldn't do it without all of the people in the community that donate, that volunteer, that, you know, our community partners. It would be a whole different story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and I think we all, you know, really have to check in with ourselves and decide, you know, how we're going to contribute to that.
Yeah.
Just like the center is what the youth make of it, you know, our town is what we make of it. And we can make it a caring and loving and compassionate and supportive community.
Yep. And we are.
Yeah.
That's great. And thanks to you, Mallory.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Yeah, I appreciate talking to you. And Emily.
Yes, come do a tour.
I'd like that. I would really like that. I will.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'll find you.
All right. Thanks again, Bobby. I really appreciate you taking the time. Yeah.
You too, Mallory. Bye now. You've been listening to an interview with Mallory Penzotti, and she is with the 6th Street Center for Youth in Chico. And one thing that Mallory wanted to remind our listeners about is a 24-hour what they call Heartline, and that's for any youth under 18 years old. They can call anytime, and that number is 877-478-6292, and that's for any minors under 18, and it's called the Heartline, and they can help you with whatever you need help with. So folks, thanks for listening to North State Give and Take. We had an interview today with Mallory Penzotti from the 6th Street Center for Youth. If you'd like to be on North State Give and Take, text me 530-520-1593 or call that same number. And thanks for listening to KZFR 90.1 FM, North State Give and Take. Coming up next is Ginger.